Wir hören in Shabbos Kodesh, in the second Chelek of Shabbos, Shabbos by day, that is called Shabbos Matan Torah. So let me masbir a little bit. In Shabbos Matan Torah, ba'etzem, is two halokim, what is called Shabbos Matan Torah. We say in the morning in Shachris, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, ki eved ne'emon kohosaloi. Klil tiferes v'hoishoi, ba'omde lefanecho al arsinai, ושני לוחי סבונים הוריד ביודוי, וכוסוב בהם שמיר השבוס, וכן כוסוב בסייר עושכו. זה בזכרוב ולשתוז על בסעורת. שתי לוחי סבונים הוריד ביודוי, וכוסוב בהם שמיר השבוס, וכן כוסוב בסייר עושכו. שומו בני ישראל עושה שבוס. מוישה תוגדן שתי לוחי סבונים הוריד ביודוי, וכוסוב בהם שמיר השבוס, וכן כוסוב בסייר עושכו. דלוחס עושה חלק מדתאר. שתי לוחס עושה חלק מדתאר. שתי לוחס עושה חלק מדתאר. סבור איתם, שתי לוחס אבונים הוריד ביודוי, וכוסוב בהם שמיר השבוס, וכן כוסוב בסייר עושכו. וכן כוסוב בסייר עושכו. הלוחס הזה עושה חלק מדתאר. הלוחס הזה עושה חלק מדתאר. I say, וכן כוסו בסייר עושכו. So the Biskarov says, look what it says in the Pasuk. ושומרו בני ישראל את השבוס, לעשו את השבוס, את הירוי סור בריסו אילום, ביני ובין בני ישראל, אוי סי לאוילום. כי שיש יומים עושה, ושומרו בני ישראל את השבוס, לעשו את השבוס, את הירוי סור בריסו אילום, ביני ובין בני ישראל. וכן כוסו בסייר עושכו, דה לצבריס. That Shabbos is not סתם נוח המצווה. It's a bris. Shtei luches. The luches were the bris. Aseres adibris. This was the bris. It says in the parsha. This was the bris in between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vechin kosu b'seir osecho. The bris. The bris of Teire. The Shabbos is a bris in between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. This vechin kosu b'seir osecho. V'shom b'nei Yisrael is a Shabbos. La'as a Shabbos at the Roysom. Bris Olam b'ein yev b'nei Yisrael k'sheish yisyomim. So the second chelik, Shabbos morning, is a zecher to the bris. It's a special part. Veloi nesatei Hashem l'goyi ha'arotzois. Veloi nchartei malkeinu lo'ov defesilim. Vegam nuchosei lo yishkenu ha'reilim. This is a bazunder zach in klal Yisrael. Veloi nesatei l'goyi ha'arotzois. Veloi nchartei, vegam nuchosei lo yishkenu ha'reilim. Goyi sheshov aschayev misa. כמו עושה זה שבס, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא למוישה מתון הטוי וישי ובזגנוזה ובשבס שמו. ואני רואה צליטו לישראל, לך ואידיהם. This is the מתון הטוי ולישראל. The bris. It's a special bris in between the ריבונו של עולם וכלל ישראל. Shabbos day. This is the first חלק of Shabbos Matan Torah. חפץ חיים, או מה יש לך חפץ חיים, זה יד נשתות. He had a store. Close the store. After a while, he opened it again. Closed the store. After a while, he opened it again. Closed the store. After a while, he opened it again. Then, one time, he closed the store. Chafetz Chaim said, no, he's not opening anymore. He asked Chafetz Chaim, how you know? He said, all the three times that he closed the store, the sign outside was hanging. This time, he took off the sign. If you take off the sign, does it? Chafetz Chaim said, Shabbos is the sign of a Yid. A person who knows Yid is not Shem Shabbos, Yai Nesach. Chal Shabbos, Chal Shabbos, Vayos. Shabbos is the sign. Bris. Shabbos Matan Torah. Hashem gave us a bris. It's a special bris. It's a matona toiva v'yesh li v'shabbos shmo. V'ani roi tzalitno l'Yisrael, you know, by the goyim, you know, a guy, a soldier, you know, if he does very good, they give like a flower, another one, he wears another flower, you know. Very good. She goes to cover it. She doesn't like to cover it. This is like, it's garnish, but it shows the ganze chashivus. This is the Shabbos. This is the reason we know the halacha is covered the yoyme adifim. Shabbos by day, this is the essence of the Messiah of Shabbos Kodesh. Moshe, you see somebody's bochrim. Lel Shabbos, you see the nice tie. Shabbos, Shalashudas, where you don't see them with a tie. You know, these bochrim don't have no shaykhs to cover Shabbos. They like to get dressed in the 7 day. It looks nice, it looks proper, but it looks choshuv, yeah? But Shabbos, Shalashudas, where you see them without a tie. Fakelt. Shabbos day? How you know if a person is getting dressed because it's Shabbos? Or because Shalashudas is exactly the same Shabbos like the first minute of Shabbos. And even more. This person, his Shabbos clothes slowly drop off. No, the jacket starts to hang on him. It's time to get undressed. So he never got dressed for Shabbos. He doesn't have shaychus to cover Shabbos. He has shaychus to cover to the clothes. So he starts the day with nice clothes. He's going to. He's not doing it for Shabbos. He's missing the whole point. Also, if you have nice achalas, you use them by Shabbos by day. Cover the yom ha'adife. Cover the yom ha'adife. The person has to keep Shabbos. What does the metzias? Matona toivo. What is tifa zachen and matona toivo in the bris? The person has to show he's keeping the bris. This is a sign of Rechminayit. The bris. This is the first chelik of Shabbos matan teira. As a second chelik of Shabbos matan teira. It's bavus from the goyen. I think everyone knows this goyen, that every word in Shabbos that you learn, so and during the year, every word that you word is a mitzvah. And Shabbos, every word that you say in Shabbos, the goyen says, it's 613 mitzvahs. Every word. Why? Stop. Maybe you don't believe the goyen. But on the side of the goyen is yagerech. Yeah. Why? Because Shabbos matan teira. Hakol moedim shebeShabbos nitna teira. Was matan teira was in Shabbos. Stop. Because Shabbos is the right day. There's a halacha mishnah brura that you have to mechadash chidushim in Shabbos. I think it says that the shvacha guys that can't do it, at least they learn something new. That's halacha. As a mishnah brura, it's halacha. You have to put on tefillin. It's halacha. You have to mechadash in Shabbos. Because you don't know it, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's halacha. Yeah. But that's the halacha. It's Shabbos matan teira. And it's not stop. Goy sheshovas chayev misa. Goy shelo matan chayev misa. All the other mitzvahs, goy that blows the shofar. Meshugah that. Yeah. Aber nicht kan chayev misa. Meshugah that. The blow the shofar. The blow. Aber Shabbos is not allowed to touch. Teira is not allowed to touch. It goes together. Shabbos and teira are one zach. Shabbos and Teira are not a chelik. Forget my loch. Should you have to marble with Teira b'Shabbos? Shavuot says I'm in the chachol. I learned the whole week. I think they can rest the hour. I guess the Ari rest the hour. But this is Shabbos matan Teira. That's them. I have a guy. I heard once one of them God that Shabbos and Teira go together. You know, it's a cloud. When you want to see what is important and what is not important, the marshal. How you know the marshal to go to camp is not important. You know, to help kids in camp is mamish gonish. Why everyone wants to do it. When something everyone wants to do, the Yitzhahara doesn't disturb you. Well, he doesn't bother him, let him to do it. The Yitzhahara disturbs what he feels that he could get somewhere. I heard once before Sukkot, I heard a Maisa, someone met the Yitzhahara, Elf Sukkot, you know, he looked mamish, very belachatz. So, you know, in Kippur, you know, everyone's going to do tshuva, mamish Yitzhahara was going around. Then he met after a couple of days, he said, Yitzhahara was very happy. That's what happened. He said, you know, all the soygim are in the boat. I delayed the boat. No one will have a soygim this year. So I'm very happy. I made my job. He meets him, Chalamo, it's Sukkot. Yitzhahara, it's a bloch in my God. Like, what happened? You notice there was no soygim. Everyone started to spend so much money they were going. You know how much chaklai so God tried to get a soygim? And how much lost? Because everyone worked much harder. Every year people bought Hashem and didn't appreciate. Because people didn't put the effort inside. This year, I'm going to put an effort to get a festive schar. The Yitzhahara, my mother told me when she was a little kid, she lived in Boer Park. And the bottom floor, one of the Gdelat, the Simaitz's Gdelat Tera was living in then. And they were living in the top apartment. She was a little kid, she ran out of the house. And he was sitting in the window. He said, I'm gone. He asked the Medala, who lives there? Where are you running? She said, Ich lebe zu machen am Mitzvah. If I'm Mitzvah, I'm lebe nicht, das ich. For a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. You're not running to do a mitzvah. You're running for something else. For a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. How much hours did you learn the last Shabbos? I'll go around here. Yeah, some people will be embarrassed to say the Shnei Mikra. Yeah, you have to know the real limud is in Shabbos. Kriyas HaTayir was nitkan in Shabbos. Shnei Mikra ve'echot Targum. Never by your Shnei Mikra ve'echot Targum is like a Tehillim. Yeah, say that. It wasn't the problem. But the Kriyas HaTayir, when they opened the Sefer Torah and they learned, and was a Makir and was a Metargim to teach them the parasha, the limud that they were Metargim was in Shabbos. Yitzhak doesn't let it. Choshev guys could pass Shabbos with an hour. You know, you tell people that, you know, if you go to Miron, it's a psazgula, I think. Like Boimer, as some people think that's a zgula to go, yeah? So they go. Hundreds of thousands, yeah. They tell some people you to say Nishma. So Nishma. Say Shira, yeah. Go to Shimon HaTzadik, Kever Ocho. Where you could, you schlep the oil. Tell them, you learn 1 hour in Shabbos, yeah? A word in Shabbos is 613 mitzvahs. Yeah? So make a cheshbon. If you learn 5 hours on Shabbos, so if you learn during the week 5 hours, you have 5 hours. On Shabbos, if you learn 5 hours, I'm not so good in math, yeah? But you're speaking about thousands of hours. It was Meshugana. Sleep the whole week, learn on Shabbos. I had a friend did it. Well, Meshugana to learn the whole week on Shabbos. He didn't eat nothing, he learned the whole Shabbos. Allah veris the ganze Woche. He believed in the guy, he said, if I go to Gehenna, I'm roofing the goyim to take me out. Why not just write the chapter on Shabbos? And I'm thinking, even after what we said now, how much hours are you planning to learn this Shabbos? The Yitzhahara makes it so hard. He doesn't let you get there. It's pashto. How do you hear such a zgula? All the other zgulas, when someone signed to you, and Nishmas helps, and Muka helps, Mizokt Migate. Yeah? So they tell you, go and say 600 mitzvahs. Let me happen around, maybe. Shabbos Matan Torah. Hakol Moedim Shebe Shabbos Nitna Torah. Hakol Moedim. Yom Shikulo Shabbos Umenucha. We'll get to Shal Hashudas later. V'tzadikim Yoishim V'nani Mizir Hashchina. You see the learning of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chavus. This is the Asid Lava. So Shabbos, Yom Shikulo Shabbos, and we'll learn Chavus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu Torah. This is the Asid Lava. This is Shabbos. I was a Bachar in Panovich. Lel Shabbos was a race. Shabbos, the Suda and Shabbos and the Yeshiva took 10 minutes. My table was 12. Because I was makbid to sing two zmiras. I'm not such a zemel, so I got a guy to help me. And everyone thought I was mamish lady people because we need 12 minutes, not 10. And like, it was a race, who gets the earlier to the Bismedrash? And then the Yilom sat and learned on Shabbos. And like, it was a race not to get up. So I like, you know, like you try even not to go to the bathroom. Like, how much more hours you sit? I'm a fisher race, so I don't want to talk. Yeah? But like everyone was trying to be on the seat, not to get up 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours. This was Lel Shabbos. A person could eat an hour of Shabbos, not to go to bad people that, you know, that make kiddushim and give them drinks and this, yeah? Goes to someone, eats an hour of Shabbos, 6:30 he's after it. Then 7 hours of Shabbos. Sleep by day. You know, you come Sunday, you kilo you didn't learn, it's no problem. But you have 7 hours on the Shabbos. It doesn't cost. You come to the Shomayim, what happened on the Shabbos? I know the Shabbos is very short, it's winter. Every Shabbos is very short. 6:30 you could be after the Shabbos, within 6-7 hours. The famous Maaseh that Shabbina Rov is resting Shabbos afternoon. It's a kid knocking at the door, knocking at the door, knocking at the door, knocking at the door. Kids, Shabbina Rav gets up. Kids, oh, what do you want? The Chabab Zakash, Chumash Rashi. My father told me to ask the Shabbina Rav. She said, if you this, you woke up the Shabbina Rav? So the kid told the Shabbina Rav, what? The Shabbina Rav sleeps Shabbos afternoon? From then, the Shabbina Rav never went into bed Shabbos afternoon. He said, if a kid understands that the Shabbina Rav cannot sleep Shabbos afternoon, then I'm not allowed to sleep Shabbos afternoon. I never went into bed anymore Shabbos afternoon. People rest for no reason, Shabbos afternoons. Shabbos Matan Torah. Shabbos Matan Torah. This is the Helika Shabbos. Shabbos Matan Torah. Hakol Moedim Sheba Shabbos Nitna Torah. The Matan Torah was a Shabbos. I tell you, big Yisrit. A lot of times people wonder. You know, they want to be Gdolim, they want to be Choshev, they want. They don't understand why they don't become. What I'm speaking now about, I'm speaking about the dvorim hapshutim. What's mean hecher zach? Dvorim, and before Kabbalah, mamash pshutim, pshat, outside, oymet b'chutz, from drash, from oymet, from soyt. Alef bes, Shabbos matn teil, yismach moish v'mat, das chal koi. Shluch yisavon im ayrit b'yodoy, das is Shabbos. And also the bris, בן עיד, בן מיימן אין ריבוינו של אילון, מחבד השבץ. So maybe we'll touch today, maybe one zach in COVID Shabbos, the kavonis. Marshall, as a minig, we eat fish on Shabbos. Why we eat fish on Shabbos? So it's for dag, oichel dag, fish. Beyoim dag is the seventh day. Nitzel mi dag, is dino shel gehenem. So remez, oichel dag, beyoim dag, nitzel mi dag. Why we eat fish? What is the grace of Milo from fish? It's stated in Svarim. When you eat a fish, every animal could become treifel. You could check that wrong. Fish, you could break it in two, it's kosher to eat. Yeah, and people eat it raw. Sushi, they call it, yeah? Not a shech. But eat it like it is. Don't need to shech in fish. Can go wrong. First in Davis, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that will stay shalom. That our zera will not be niskalka. Everything will be shalom. Another reason, every animal, we're not allowed to eat all the animals. Dam, chelev, gidanoshe, fish, you could eat them everything. Eventually, we want to be shleimim. Shabbos is yom shekulei toiv. Make a shleimim. Shabbos, Chazal say, oynas tamid lechachomim erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. I mean, this is the Indian from Kruv, or the dogim. To know that oynas tamid lechachomim, Chazal zogim, it's not the gift, you're married or not married. But in the Hecher in Yonim, the Tziras and the Shabbos, it's not Negev. It's the Oynas Tavir HaChorim, it's Me'erev Shabbos, Me'erev Shabbos, it's Shenifra V'nir B'Kedogim. Then it's no Chazach. Chazal say that Dogim don't have Aynore, because they're Mechuset Maman, so you want not to have Aynore. But it's a little different, but maybe we'll go one step into the Oymek a little bit. Chazal say that Rav Akiva was sitting and learning. Papu told him, why are you learning? It's dangerous, the Romans could kill you. So he says, "Dogim shalachu." As if dogim shibamayim, dogim shibamayim. If the shul tells him to go out, they told the shul, "We're scared of the water. We'll go out for sure. We'll die." By us, the teire nimshlo lamayim, kotzam lechu lamayim. Dogim only could live with water. This is beetzim the chibur of Torah and Shabbos and Klalos. So the dogim are mesamel. They only could live with water. We only could live with Torah. A person could daven 100 davening, the best about tzedakah, the best about chesed. On teire he dies. There's no chayis for a yid on teir. This is the dogim. This is what we eat in Shabbos. There's a big inyan to eat fish in Shabbos. Some people say it's hard for them to eat fish, they could eat tuna. It's different fishes, everyone could find. I know I'm saying, I'm not saying chiyu, but I'm saying what the hechra yidin do, what everyone hears, I think from the beginning, from the hechra yidin. Shabbos by night you eat, Shabbos by day, Shabbos shoot. Some people Shabbos by day, they eat liver. I mean, they make it like a shape with fish. It's not called to eat fish. Again, if you eat fish because you makbid and din yonim, you eat in every three meal. Forget it, called the yoyim adif. Shalashud is also, you go somewhere, please, I can get a piece of fish. I want to tell you, it sounds to you maybe chitzoyimis. If you want to touch madrigas once, the way you do is you makbid to eat fish in every three meals. And you ask, please, I can get a piece of fish. Go to the kitchen. At my house, yeah, sometimes we have too much guests. Maybe too much, but a lot. And my wife sees that the fish is going to finish. She wants, she hides a piece because she knows in Shabbos that she has to take out a piece of fish. If not, I have to eat fish, three meals. We might be to eat fish, three meals. A person starts to do it, so the achille, a fish by Shabbos becomes ailing. You think it's little zachen. You want to be the best people without working. The way is, I might be to eat fish every meal. If you could be chav in the kavanas, avad. But if you can be mechaven ala kavodas. But you might be to eat fish every meal. You make a point every meal to eat a piece of fish. Every meal I eat a piece of fish. So maybe the eating the fish doesn't become, oh, gishmak here today is gishmak of fish. Like, I'm worried, go to a simcha. One thing, you could ask the waiter if they have some fish from yesterday night. I don't know if it, maybe they have some tuna in the house here. You might be every time. I will have fish in the three meals. picks up. It's different in Yonim and Fish. I think I can get the pshat. Shom is Gilguli Tzadikim. I don't know. I don't know these things. I'm speaking the pshat aposhut. Just as to know, people think Alim all these zachar are only shaykh to hecher in Yonim. It's kipshutari. It's a shit that you can also eat fish. It's gzeres in Klal Yisrael that you couldn't buy fish. It's all it. The lady told doesn't need to leave us a gzeres. It just gives us living. People don't eat fish. How long? You had to make a gzeres that they didn't let us to eat the fish. First story, Yosef make a Shabbos. But the big fish. Answers with the fish. Why the story, Yosef make a Shabbos, has to be with a fish? Can't be with a piece of steak or something? Because how he'll swallow it if it will not be the fish, he can't find the diamond. The cows also could find the diamond. A person takes parts of Achilas of Shabbos and his makpid. I'm saying so much, and every piece of Achille is what to take and what to work on. But we'll take today a fish. I'm saying again, a bachur to take on himself limud Torah and Shabbos. Shabbos matan Torah. Again, what we spoke last week. Lel Shabbos is Shabbos zeich lemaisa bereishis. Is the emun from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So by that you're right that Oymek Asoid is the Iker Limud is by day, but it's not, I'm saying, Lel Shabbos, especially in the winter, is the time to be Kuvea. But to be Kuvea, Shabbos is a day of learning. Start. I know it's very hard to jump from nothing to 20 hours. But start. Start to make Lel Shabbos, Shabbos time of Limud HaTayr. And to Mechab Shabbos, Achille, Ba'oynek. Again, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos. Shabbos is the only Ruchnis to Gezach that we do with Gashmis. It's the main Elom Habe. Achille, Shtir. It's the only Ruchnis that we have to get involved. We have to eat fish. But you Mekadosh the fish. When you're eating fish in Shabbos, it becomes Avoida. It becomes a ganze Zach. You don't understand how tainug it is. Oh, it's fish. I'm ready to mess with the Shabbos fish. It turns the Suda, but small little things. You start to become meroyman, meroyman, meroyman. Bezos Hashem, we'll have siyata dishmai.